Birmingham High School senior Saliha Han says she'll miss one of her duties as student body president.
I come in every morning. I rush to the main office by the principal's office and get the phone for the PA. And then as soon as the bell rings at 8, I say, "Good morning, Birmingham Patriots. This is your student body president, Saliha Han. Please stand for the flag salute. Place your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin." And then I say the Pledge of Allegiance, and the school follows, hopefully. And then I say thank you and have a great day.
Walking around Birmingham High's campus in the last hectic days of the school year, it's evident that Saliha Han, the school's first Muslim student body president, is well known.
Yeah, of course. Definitely. Of course you know Saliha.
This is my hero right there.
Of course you know Saliha.
These students say they like Han because she's upbeat and full of praise for others. Sitting under a tree's wide shade in the school quad, senior C.J. McKenzie says he and his friends were just talking about how Birmingham needs more people like her. McKenzie says tensions on campus between ethnic groups have dissolved in recent years, but divisions remain, especially at lunchtime.
The Armenians are over here right by the old counseling center. The blacks are over here in the cafeteria and J building. The Samoas and Tongas are right here under the cafeteria. The Hispanics are everywhere.
Fights between Armenian and Latino students were so bad 4 years ago that the Los Angeles police had to be called in. This year, 40 students, including Saliha Han, took part in a mediation program. Birmingham's principal calls her a peacemaker. So does Princeton University. She was one of 29 high school students from across the United States to win the Princeton Prize for Race Relations. Han's taken on the challenge of learning the language of mediation.
Yo hablo español poquito porque mi clase de español, so like I know like a lot more Spanish than I know Armenian because I've taken actual like 3 academic courses in, throughout my high school career. And for Armenian, it's just with friends, so it's just like hello and stuff. It's like Barev, it's just hello, Montez, how are you? Yes, Kasiro ma'am, which is I love you.
And that opens the door of understanding. Saliha Han was born in the U.S., but lived in her parents' native Pakistan until 7 years ago. The family returned here about a year after the September 11th attacks. Han remembers the taunts from kids and adults.
It made me feel sad. It made me feel angry. It made me feel embarrassed, even though it shouldn't, because it's not my fault. They say your people did this, but why? They kind of put you on a guilt trip, but then I've realized that, no, I don't need to be guilty because it's really not my fault.
Her Muslim faith drives her effort to mediate tensions at school. She says the Quran teaches that a smile is a form of charity.
I've realized dialogue, talking, just talking to people, really connecting, making that real connection with people. I think about Birmingham and throughout my experiences outside the classroom and just involved in a lot of stuff. I've realized that communicating and connecting with people is very important.
Next fall, Saliha Han will be a freshman at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. She earned a full scholarship, and she's thinking about joining the U.S. Diplomatic Corps. For now, she's listed her major as undeclared. She'll keep her options open, she says, and embrace what the future has in store. For VOA News Now, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.